Hi, Rainbow Gash. Lovely morning. You look very, nice today. Oh, are those for me? Fluttershy, we've been friends for a long time, and dare I say, maybe more. I love all the time I spend with you. We've made so many happy memories, and I feel we could make many more, both of us, together. Oh, Dashy, are you saying, Fluttershy, will you marry me? Rainbow Dash, I... Wait. The 31st of March. I see. Dang it! Gaw! My little pony, my little pony. I used to wonder what friendship could be. Until you all shared its magic with me. Big adventure and a fun. A beautiful heart, faithful and strong. Sharing kindness and easy feet. And magic makes it all complete. Yeah, nice. We know you're all my very best friends. Spike, have you eaten all the marshmallows and the cereal? No? The marshmallows are the whole point, Spike. You have to endure the throat-scraping agony of the bland-out cereal to be rewarded with the sweet victory of marshmallow. It's a metaphor for life. You can't just eat all the marshmallows straight out of the box. Well, I just did. So I'm officially winning at life. Maple, how lovely to see you. This is early for you. It's before the afternoon. I know, I really should be napping right now, but this is more important. Twilight, we've been friends for a long time, and dare I say it, maybe more. I love all the time I spend with you. We've made so many happy memories, and I feel we could make many more, both of us together. Twilight, will you marry me? Oh, Rainbow Dash, I don't know what to say. Wow, okay, this is a huge decision. Give me a few days to think about it and I'll get back to you. No, Twilight, it's gotta be today. I've asked every pony else. You're my last chance. You
asked every pony else?
Oh yeah, they all said no. Can you believe it? But your name was at the bottom of my list and I thought, well, Rainbow Dash, you've gotta try. If you throw enough mud at a wall, so will surely stick.
You asked me last?
Yeah, Twi, but not like that. I mean, I still want to marry you. You're just last on the list. That's all. Oh. Okay, what's going on here? You don't know? It's March 31st, Twilight. It's the deadline for Ted's returns. How can you not know? Well, yeah, of course I know tomorrow's tax day. But that's not a big deal as long as you obsessively track all your incomings and outgoings like I do. I spend it all already. I just keep spending all my bits on stuff. I don't know what half the stuff I buy even is. And now it's the deadline to make my yearly tax return and I don't have enough to pay all my taxes. But it turns out there's a 20% discount for married couples. If I was married, I wouldn't have to pay as much tax, and I could afford to pay and not go to jail for the amount, or whatever they do these days. And you'll be covered for 20% off as well, Twilight. Thanks, Celestia, for the equestrian government and their promotion of tax breaks for marriage. Come on, Twilight, what do you say? No, marriage is a sacred tradition and shouldn't be used just for tax purposes. You have to learn to be responsible. That tax money goes towards schooling and healthcare. You can't just cheat the government out of it. Celestia would be so mad with you if she found out. But Twilight, I really need your help. Maybe there's some other tax avoidance scheme you could help me with. Rainbow Dash, I am not going to be a party to any tax scams. You should be ashamed of yourself. You don't see any pony elves sneaking about trying to cheat the equestrian state. I can't believe this. Okay, Twilight. I understand.
Oh!
Are there any marshmallows left in that box?
No!
No! That Rainbow Dash. She's one of a kind. Morning, Twyla. Hi, Applejack. Lovely day. Looks like the apple trade is going well. No, not really. Business is real bad, Twyla. I think we might be homeless if we get another bad harvest like this. Really? I don't understand how the most successful apple orchard in equestrian history could be doing so poorly. Maybe you need some accounting help. Nah, it's fine. I take care of the books, Twilight. It's just that we're not getting enough cash at all. We're always totally broke.
Excuse me, Applejack. Have you got this month's supply of 50 apple cider barrels? I can pick them up today if they're ready.
Yep. Just come on down the back of the orchard and Big Mac will load them up. Usual arrangements?
Of course. We'll pay in cash.
Well, there you go. If Filthy Rich is buying your apple cider in bulk, then you've got a huge income. You're saved, Applejack. Ain't no money to be made at the farm in Twilight. Our orchard makes a loss every month. Actually, while you're here, could you just sign this for me? I need an upstanding member of society to corroborate the fact that the Apple family are destitute. Just a little paperwork is all. Applejack, this form says that I personally checked over all your accounts and that I take liability for them. It's just words, Twilight. Come on, sign the form. Y'all know how poor we are. Applejack, if I didn't know better, I'd say you were lying about your income to avoid paying tax. But that can't be, because that would be lying and you're the element of honesty. But you're clearly raking it in. It ain't like that. It's my money, fair and square. And it ain't a lie that we're poor, because in comparison to Princess Celestia, we are poor. So don't go accusing me of being a liar. You can't lie to the government about your income. Taxes pay for the fire service and public construction. How are the roads going to be fixed if there's no money? Every pony does it, Twilight. Yeah, whatever. I'll just get Carrot Top to sign it. Every pony does not join Applejack. And you can't just rope me into a tax avoidance scam. What if Princess Celestia found out? She'd be furious. Well, hey, Carrot Top, come sign this. She's not going to sign that. No pony's gonna lie on an official document, Applejack. It's dishonest! Sure thing, Applejack. You should do what I do. All my fields are rented from Carrot Top Incorporated, which is based in the Sea Pony Tax Haven of Aquantis. Red matches my profits, so it all gets paid there and counted as outgoings. All perfectly legal. I pay no taxes, I don't make any money. And the president of Carrot Top Incorporated collects her tax-free profit from her office in Aquantis. I'm the president of Carrot Top Incorporated. Oh, that's mighty crafty, Carrot Top. Sounds like a great idea. Well, no, it doesn't. That's illegal. It's not illegal. It's a loophole. Totally different thing. If they didn't want ponies to do that, they'd make it illegal. This is outrageous. I can't believe this is actually happening. Especially from the element of honesty. Oh, Twilight, don't let Applejack wind you up. Rarity, did you know what Applejack's doing? She's trying to commit tax fraud. I know. Awful business, Twilight. Where is one to find integrity, not in the literal embodiment of honesty? Applejack, you've still got the rest of the day to amend your tax return. If you do that, I won't tell any pony what you've tried to do. Not even Princess Celestia. Look at Rarity and I as a good example of upstanding citizens. We both pay taxes just like every pony else. I don't pay taxes, Twilight. Yeah! Rarity don't pay taxes, Twilight! What the hell are y'all talking about? But you have a dress design business! You sell dresses all over Equestria! Well, that's not a business. It's a hobby. It doesn't count. It's still income! An income over 10,000 bits a year has to be declared and taxes paid! And I know you make more than that, because the last dress you sold to Duke Midnight cost well over 10,000 bits alone! But it's not a business. It's my little hobby! Well, just a fun thing I do to pass the time. I don't have an office or anything. It's just me in my house. In the dress shop. It's not a house. It's a dress shop.
It's not a crime to decorate your house with dresses. Perhaps Fluttershy would have been more agreeable if I bought her a dinner or two earlier in the year. But it's too late now!
Huh?
Oh, I only have half a day to come up with the rest of the money, but I've asked every pony in town! I know we've only just met, but I believe in love at first sight. Let's get married. Wait, do I know you?
Maybe. My name's Past Dues. I'm the tax auditor. What was that you just asked me?
For the last time, you have a job. You work at Sugar Cube Corner. You've got to pay tax on your earnings! No, silly Twilight. I work for the cake for free. In return, they give me free lodgings and food. They give me money from a set budget for all the things I want to buy. Oh, that's the same as having an income. How can you not see that? Twilight! Leave her alone. She said she ain't got a job. Yes, Twilight. Did you not hear what she said? Now just sign her tax forms as an official witness. I am not signing any form to claim Pinkie Pie is unemployed when she clearly isn't. Don't ask me to abuse my position as a student of Princess Celestia and lie to the tax pony for you.
It's not lying. It's true.
Ugh, technicalities. Princess Celestia believes strongly in ponies helping each other and doing their duty. And that includes paying taxes. She would be ashamed of you all, and I am not getting roped into any of your scams. And furthermore, he's here. He's here. The tax pony's here! I thought that I could make a start of it early, if any pony was actually ready with their tax return, but apparently not. Well, in that case, it's once again up to me to be a moral exemplar. Situations than this. There's gotta be something you can do.
Hi, Wrinkle Dash.
I heard you were going around asking ponies a certain question. Yeah, but no. Yeah. Don't be silly, Scootaloo. Besides, you're too young. Okay. Here's an idea. That's all in order, Miss Sparkle. I've never seen such an exhaustively sourced tax return in all my life. Wow, you've got totally done over there, Twilight. Just pay my dues, Applejack, like any honest pony. There's still time to do the right thing.
Coming through! Coming through!
All here, Risen and Gret. I'd like my 20% discount, please. What? Rainbow Dash! What have you done? That's all in order, Miss Dash. Huh? Yes! There's also a 20% discount for dependents! Say hello to Scootaloo. I know, legally adopted Dyer! What about?
time to get home for a well-earned nap. Let's go home, Mommy. I'm so glad I don't have to sleep in a cardboard box in the Dreamer Crusader Clubhouse anymore. Wait. No, wait. I'm so happy. We'll be together forever and ever.
Well, looks like we've all learned a valuable lesson about contract law. Spike, take a letter.
Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned the importance of integrity and witnessed how lies fueled by greed can quickly spiral out of control. No matter the temptation, one must always remember to read the fine print and that to become the for personal gain. We are a faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
Princess!
Twilight, my most faithful student. I've watched your trials and tribulations today. Out of all ponies, you've proven yourself to be the most honest and diligent of them all.
Yes! Yes! I have!
This was your last test, Twilight, the final temptation. You've avoided all opportunities to cheat the system despite the legal gray areas. You've shown that you're indeed worthy of the love and trust we all put in you. Worthy to finally ascend.
You mean?
Yes, Twilight. The time has come.
I knew you believed in me, Celestia. I knew my destiny lay in becoming a princess, but I never dared imagine it would actually happen.
I think you'll find everything's all in order, and of course, a 20% discount for princess dependents.
Yep, that's approved.
What?
Oh, come on, Twilight. It's a loophole. Every pony's doing it.